Every week, Stanley Hatzell from the Market Block Books in Troy comes to the studio to share some of his favorite reads. His theme this week is trees.
What do you got?
Well, I'm back to the old tree book this time. I brought back The Overstory by Richard Powers. When I brought it in the first time, I just had one copy, and we sold out of it instantly, and it went to the bestseller list, and now everybody's sold out, and the publishers are scurrying to,
reprint.
But the publisher had a copy they sent me, and happily, it's a signed copy. I was tickled by
that. Nice.
So this is Richard Powers' novel, and when you read it, and I'm halfway through at the moment, it doesn't feel like a novel. I'm not sure what it feels like, except a collection of stories, but trees are usually the focus of the story, but not always. And I found myself in two different times just bursting into tears because the story was so beautiful and heart-wrenching. And so I want to talk about trees today and tell you that I think the Overstory, it will be probably one of the more important novels of our time.
Wow.
I'm being bold to say that. But I think you can find this to be a life-changing book. And
in what way?
He is looking at the enduring nature of trees and talks about, without mentioning it, some newer science about what we know about trees that we didn't know before. That's why I brought back the hidden life of trees underneath.
Is that like how trees communicate with one another?
That's a part of it, yes. And
warn each other of oncoming threats?
Yes, and say brace yourself because insects are coming, so they start producing a natural insecticide to stop the insects. So this book is just full of so much. And there are characters in here that I know I will not forget these characters. They just are vibrant and
real.
Clear and real, yes. So this is the inspiration for this these set of books today.
Tree theme.
Is The Overstory by Richard Powers. So I brought back The Hidden Life of Trees, and this is the book that says why, what they feel and how they communicate. And clearly Richard Powers was connected to this book. Because he's drawing from the knowledge that this book has to offer. So if you haven't read Peter Wohlleben's The Hidden Life of Trees, it's worth having in your library.
This one's nonfiction?
This is nonfiction. This is about how trees do talk to one another and stay in touch and how communal they are. It will break your heart in a beautiful way. You will see a lone tree by itself and you'll think, that poor thing needs company.
Oh.
That's what I think when I see a tree in a sidewalk. So along with that, I also brought the Winter Tree Finder, and there is a regular tree finder, but right now we're in between leaf, and so the Winter Tree Finder works to help identify a tree by its bark.
I know this book. This was one of my favorite presents that I got for my birthday in December.
Oh, nice.
And I have used it multiple times with Michael, my partner.
Yeah.
Including just a few weeks ago when we were tapping maple trees and trying to figure out which trees were sugar maples.
Oh.
What was a maple versus a box elder. And so thank you, Stanley and Market Block Books, for helping us with our first ever maple tapping experience.
I still have my original copy of this from 10th grade biology class in 1970 at Bethlehem Central High School.
Wow.
I still have my copy.
I can't believe. So it's not a new book.
No, it's not new at all.
Oh, it looks so new.
And, well, it's, you know, it's clean.
Yeah.
They put a shinier cover on. Mine has a kind of a matte finish, cardboardy cover.
And you're telling me there are additions for other months, for other seasons.
Well, there's just the Winter Tree Finder and there's the regular tree finder.
Where you have leaves on the trees.
You identify tree leaf arrangement. And then they do things like tracking books for animal tracking, stuff like that.
Cool.
So in the I'm going to switch. Well, let me switch to a novel. This is Julia Glass. And it's just a nod to the word tree because it says A House Among the Trees. And this is a novel, but it is sort of a nod to Maurice Sendak and his life in his house in Connecticut that was surrounded by trees. So the main character kind of resembles a very aged Maurice Sendak. So I don't want to say much more. Do you know Maurice Sendak as when he was late in life, he did an interview with Terry Gross.
He was kind of a biting humorist, right?
He
was
right, very... but not there. Right there, he was so tender and heartfelt, and he started to cry. And he said, "If I can tell you anything," and he's sobbing while he's saying this, "is to live your life. Live your life." And he said it a third time with emphasis, "Live your life."
Wow.
And there I was bawling my eyes out thinking, exactly, that's the only thing we need to know.
Right. Don't live someone else's life.
This is Julia Glass's novel, A House Among the Trees. Mm. So I brought the prerequisite children's tree book called The Giving Tree.
Yes.
By Shel Silverstein. Everybody knows this.
Oh, no. And, come on. We got to love it.
It's a big classic.
Yes.
It's not my favorite, but it's a huge classic. I mean, we sell a ton of it.
Why is it not your favorite? Just because it's like too loved?
No.
Maybe overrated?
Okay. I'll tell you why. I think it's about a really sick codependent relationship. So there, I've said it. Okay?
Okay.
I can see why people love it. It is about, you know, the boy wants something, the tree gives it. But that boy is awfully greedy, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's not giving back to the
tree. That tree is way too givy. So that's me.
But surprised not to see the Lorax here.
Well, you know, I forgot about the Lorax.
Ah!
And we don't have it in stock right now, so I would have brought it.
Fair enough.
So the next children's book I brought is a middle reader, ages 8 to 12. Lisa Graff wrote this thing called The Great Treehouse War.
Mm.
And this is a lot of fun. This is a story about a girl who her parents, her nickname is Winnie. Her parents get a divorce, and they're both scientists and very in their heads.
Mm.
And so they decide they're going to split her days in half, her week in half. So 3 days with mom, 3 days with dad, and she gets Wednesdays to herself, and she stays in the treehouse.
Wednesdays to herself.
Yes.
And nice.
And their parents are trying to outdo each other and who has the most fabulous idea for their daughter. And she can't get her schoolwork done, and she's on the verge of failing fifth grade.
Gosh.
So she decides to have a protest, and she finds out that this tree was a gift from some small country in Europe, and possibly that means this tree is its own country.
Ah.
So she drafts this letter and she sends it out, and she won't anybody near, and the police honor that diplomatic immunity thing. And then the other kids get wind of it and they all join her in this thing. So it's
a kids' revolution.
It's a fun book. The Great Treehouse War. I enjoyed it immensely, and I think kids will, and maybe a couple adults too.
Lovely.
So there's books about trees for you, and the Lorax is always there too. So go hug a tree.
Yes.
And plant one.
Yeah.
Plant trees.
Right. Mm-hmm. Think about the long-term future.
Yeah. Trees will be around long past us. That's the beauty of it all. They'll take care of the planet when we can't.
That was Stanley Hatzell sharing some of his favorite books this week. Tune in next week to hear more from Stanley. You can check out Market Blocks books for his reading list.